The Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations is calling on the Australian government to fast-track the availability of an HIV prevention drug called PrEP. The drug is being trialled in Australia and has shown promising results. And while it hasn't yet received approval from the Therapeutic Goods Administration, many Australians are importing it, as Mandy Sammy reports.
The University of New South Wales Kirby Institute has just released a report that shows about 1,000 people a year are still returning positive tests for HIV, and about a quarter of those people have had the virus for at least 4 years without realising it. Dr. Bridget Hare is the president of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations. She says a lot more can be done to reduce infection rates in Australia, starting with the introduction of a drug called PrEP or PrEP.
We need PrEP to be fast-tracked. People in Australia need to have access to these medications now, and we need the government to consider how its processes can be expedited, and we need the drug company to make sure it is doing absolutely everything to get the drug licensed for this indication in Australia.
If it's not fast-tracked, when is it going to be made available?
Well, that is uncertain. If it's not fast-tracked, we could be looking anything up to 18 months to 2 years or even longer if it goes through the processes. So that's a really, really long process, as you can see. We need it to happen faster than that.
Dr. Irina Zablotska-Manos is the chief investigator of a study into the effectiveness of PrEP at the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute. With more than 300 participants, it's the largest study of its kind to be conducted in Australia. Dr. Zablotska-Manos says the results so far are promising.
The same medication is being used for treatment of HIV-positive people, and now it is also recommended for HIV prevention by Food and Drug Administration in the US.
How successful is it in preventing HIV?
In our study, I can speak on behalf of our study, the Prelude study in New South Wales. There have been no HIV seroconversions in the study so far, although we are following 300 participants and we have more than 60% years of follow-up already accumulated in the study. So that is already a success. There have been no seroconversion events. That means that pre-exposure prophylaxis works. All the international evidence suggests that this is the best option we have currently in HIV prevention. And our study in New South Wales is in agreement with that evidence.
Lavinia Crooks is the Chief Executive Officer of the Australasian Society for HIV Medicine and co-chair of the HIV Testing Policy Expert Reference Committee. She's backed the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations' call for PrEP to be made available in Australia sooner rather than later. But she says it shouldn't be accessible to everyone.
It's the people who are at high risk of HIV, so people who are in relationships with somebody who's got HIV and not on treatment, someone who's having repeated partner change and not using condoms, people who may be sharing injecting equipment, particularly people who know that they may have occasional partners who have got HIV. What we're talking about is a drug that can stop infection. The same way as with oral contraceptives, we saw a drug that could prevent conception. And we need to be looking at this from a practical point of view. It's one of the strategies that we can use to reduce HIV transmission. It's not a strategy for everybody.
Dr. Bridget Hare again.
We'd love to see the Health Minister become active on this and to recognise that this is one of the ways that we can work towards the virtual elimination of HIV in Australia.
That's Dr. Bridget Hare, the President of the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, ending that report from Mandy Sammy.